Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's ups and downs. Today we're diving into something deep, trauma and resilience. I know, it sounds heavy, but trust me, it's a conversation we all need to have. You ever feel like you've been carrying around a backpack full of stones? Like invisible weight is pulling you down, even when things seem good on the surface? That's often what trauma feels like, a constant burden that can affect every aspect of our lives. But here's the thing. Resilience isn't just about being strong or bouncing back quickly. It's about learning to adapt, grow, and find meaning even in the face of pain. And let me tell you, it's something we all have within us waiting to be unleashed. So, what are some key takeaways to help us navigate this terrain? First off, acknowledge that trauma is real. It's not a weakness, and it doesn't define you. Recognizing it is the first step towards healing. Think of it like having a wound. You wouldn't ignore it, right? You'd clean it, tend to it, and give it time to heal. Second, find your people. Surround yourself with supportive friends, family, or even therapists who can offer a safe space to process your emotions. Sharing your story can be incredibly liberating, and knowing you're not alone can make all the difference. It's like having a squad of superheroes cheering you on through the tough stuff. Next up, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Find activities that bring you joy, whether it's painting, hiking, listening to music, or simply spending time in nature. Remember, taking care of yourself is an act of defiance against the trauma you've experienced. You deserve to feel good, even when things are hard. Another crucial point, be patient with yourself. Healing isn't a linear process. It has its ups and downs. Some days will be brighter than others, but that's okay. Celebrate your victories, big and small, and remember that progress, not perfection, is the goal. Think of it like learning a new instrument. You wouldn't expect to become a virtuoso overnight, right? It takes time, practice, and a whole lot of patience. Finally, remember that trauma doesn't have to define your story. You have the power to rewrite your narrative, to find meaning in your experiences, and to emerge stronger than ever before. It's like facing a mountain, sure. It might seem daunting at first, but with every step you take, you gain new perspectives, discover hidden strengths, and ultimately reach breathtaking heights. Let me tell you a story that hits home for many of us. Imagine this. Sarah, a high school student dealing with the pressures of academics, social expectations, and family stress. She starts feeling overwhelmed, anxious, and even isolated. Her grades slip, her relationships suffer, and she feels trapped in a cycle of negativity. Sound familiar? This is where trauma can creep in. Unresolved anxieties, past experiences, or simply the weight of everyday challenges can manifest as emotional distress. Sarah's story could be any one of ours. We all have our own mountains to climb. But here's the thing. Sarah realized she needed help. She reached out to a trusted counselor, started practicing mindfulness techniques, and found solace in creative writing. Slowly but surely, she began to process her emotions, build healthy coping mechanisms, and reclaim her sense of self. Think about it. Sarah's story isn't just about overcoming adversity. It's about resilience, growth, and finding the strength to rewrite her narrative. And remember, folks, that same power resides within each and every one of us. We all have the capacity to heal, to adapt, and to thrive, even in the face of hardship. So, let's take a moment to reflect on these key takeaways. Acknowledge trauma. Seek support. Prioritize self-care. Be patient with yourself. And remember that you have the power to shape your own story. We're all in this together, and your journey matters. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some strategies that have helped you navigate difficult times? Share your thoughts, stories, and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep the conversation going and inspire each other to build resilience one step at a time. Until next time, stay strong, stay hopeful, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.